In 2017, Jesse and Sky Bartlett purchased Dole Mill in Campton, renovated the structure, and gradually turned the 15,000 square foot building into something unexpected, as Sky Bartlett reckons.
When I have to explain it to people, I usually say it's a big place with lots of strange things in it. You should come see it. So that's as close as I've come.
What the enormous red wing of a building wedged between road and river used to be is a little easier to say.
So it was the Dole's right up from 1826 to 1965, which made it, when it closed, it was the oldest family-owned woolen mill, you know, continuously running when it did close in the U.S. And they were the third oldest operating woolen mill in the country.
83-year-old Sally Dole Harris is a descendant of these Doles.
I'm the part of the Doles that didn't go to Hawaii. One brother came here and started this, and one brother went to Hawaii and started Dole Pineapple.
92-year-old Roland Gooch says what began as a water wheel in the 1790s became Erastus Dole's Mad River Mills in 1826. Instead of pineapples, Erastus Dole bought, carted, and sold wool for local sheep owners.
He ran the mill, and then when he couldn't do it anymore, Moody Cook Dole ran the mill, and he was my grandfather. Because I, as a kid, used to roam around the mill all the time.
With the purchase of looms and knitting and dyeing machines, the mill soon expanded to help produce woolen clothing that was sold around New England. Sally Dole Harris's father was the principal marketer for the mill in the 1930s, traveling to Maine and Massachusetts to find outlets for the mill's woolen goods.
I don't know if you've heard about the Dole pants. Real heavy wool, and they made them here, and they sold them all over New England. And the lumberjacks used them.
Because they never wore out.
Right, that's what they said. And they made socks, and they made sweaters, and they made earmuffs for skiing.
90-year-old Joyce Mayhew was 16 when she got her first job at the mill. It was 1945.
Where I worked, there was a row of spindles in front of me, and they were winding wool. And my job was, when they broke, to tie them up.
Mayhew says she preferred this to the work of a friend.
And he said all he did was turn socks inside out, and then turning them back outside, right side out again. That's what he did.
He used to call me the little lovebird.
I don't know why.
Roland Gooch says these socks were most likely used by soldiers during World War II.
During the war, because all the men were away, they made all kinds of things for the Army and Navy, socks and sweaters and things.
The new owners, Jesse and Sky Bartlett, now host a monthly contra dance on the second floor of the mill, where Joyce Mayhew once tied wool and her friend turned socks inside out.
Circle left. Go back the other way.
Examining the now cleared dance floor, Joyce Mayhew can no longer find the spot she used to work.
I would never recognize the place. No, nothing like it was when I worked here at all.
I remember being up on the third floor. You remember being up on the third floor?
I didn't even know there was a third floor.
And that's where they kept the big bales of wool, you know. And we used to go up and we weren't supposed to, but we'd go up and slide off the bales.
I remember there was a great big wooden sweat box. I don't know what they used it for, but some of the kids used to come in and visit us when they weren't supposed to. And if they heard the boss coming, they'd hop into that box and hide it. We were teenagers. We weren't worth much.
Did you go on that machine that went back and forth?
No.
Yeah, they called it a mule, and it would go back and forth.
73-year-old Dave Hiltz remembers the mule. His mother was the mill's secretary from 1947 until it closed.
I mean, when you came up on this floor, the whole building shook from those looms going back and forth. They used to go, choo, 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 and it's a wonder the building never fell over, you know. I mean, really, the whole building, you knew it was moving.
Hey, let's give a hand for Jesse over here, who's organized this whole thing.
The leader of the contra dance band and one half of the mill renovating team, 31-year-old Jesse Bartlett, says that while a lot of hard work went into fixing up the building, she and her husband never really planned out what it would become.
It was very much not an anticipated endeavor, but it was very much like the answer to a lot of hopes and prayers that we'd had for a long time.
Hopes and prayers that transformed the old woolen mill on the Mad River into what Sky Bartlett calls a big place with lots of strange things in it. We'll explore what Dole Mill is now, tomorrow. For NHBR News, I'm Sean Hurley.